Welcome to Purity in Christ. Thank you for listening. I am Joycia Bell, and this is week two of our Refresh series, episode two, for youth ages 13 through 17, Discovering the Gift of Purity. You heard right, Discovering the Gift of Purity. Now, parents, I would like to mention, any parents that are listening, we are now getting into the purpose of Purity in Christ, which is to teach and affirm sexual abstinence until marriage. That's our purpose and mission, to teach and affirm sexual abstinence until marriage. All sessions are designed to be age appropriate. However, we absolutely understand if you, any parents of our younger teens, are not comfortable with them being involved in any discussion involving sexuality, we totally understand. Feel free to listen at this podcast first away from the presence of your children if need be, or postpone listening at all. However, please know that we would love for you to listen in and even share feedback as a parent on our Instagram, PURITYINCHR, or on our Facebook page, Purity in Christ. All right, so everybody, let's roll. Our title is, again, Discovering the Gift of Purity. First, I want to present our foundational scripture, Romans 12:1. This is extremely important. I'll read it, and then we will make a confession or declaration using Romans 12:1. So the King James Version says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In this verse, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, basically just pleaded with us in 2022 to honor God with our bodies. They are beautiful and holy gifts created by God, and we live in a way to present our bodies back to Him, honoring Him. Remember, God wants the best for your life even more than you want it, and that includes the area of sexual intimacy. So, here's our confession based on Romans 12:1. Listen first, and then we'll try to say it together. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Okay, so try to say it with me. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. One more time. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. This is the way we will start and end every session. Yes, I know, it's just that serious. Yes, we actually did just say a confession from a scripture three times, but that's okay. That's our foundation. So let's start with this question. What person or group of people or organization are you completely crazy about? For you older youth, are you involved in any community organizations, any social organizations, any people that you love to be around and you want to make the best impression for? Or is it just simply your best friend? Celebrities, athletes, friends, mentors, who do you look up to or who would you love to be around, no matter what your age is? Well, look, think, imagine for a moment with me. Let's say you are minding your own business. You're at school. You're hanging out, chatting, chilling on social media. Or you actually hanging out in a mall or going to the movies. Or you may be at work, and you actually cross paths with this person or with somebody from this group, from this organization, from this family, or even your best friend. And they invite you to their place for a party or somewhere special for an event. So, okay, you got to make your plan. You got to pull your outfit together. You got to have your vibe going. You got to have yourself together. You got to do this thing right. You got to show up, and you got to show up right. As you do, the day of the party, you are greeted with this person giving you personalized gifts, souvenirs. So you can imagine, if this is a celebrity, if this is somebody you just so highly esteem and admire, imagine them giving you gifts, souvenirs that's personalized. Hey, this can happen. Stay with me. So, party is great. You had a good time. You'll never forget this, right? You ran into some great people. You did some cool stuff. Afterwards, you begin to enjoy all your gifts, your souvenirs for days and weeks on and on. But one of two things will happen. It's just life. Either you will really be able to keep and take care of those gifts, those souvenirs, or maybe you may end up losing or damaging one of them. It's not intentional. And you run into this person again, or this group, or this person representing a group, or even just your best friend. You hang out with them in person or on social media. Depending on what's happened with those gifts they gave you, it might affect how you feel at the moment you see them, right? Either you'll be excited and going over the top about it and talking about how you showed it off and wore it and showed it to people, or maybe you're glad to see them, but you might be a little embarrassed or awkward, feel kind of awkward for a minute, not really wanting them to know what may have happened, how you may have misplaced or damaged those items. I know it's not the end of the world, but here's my point. God gave us these bodies. He is concerned with what we do with them in general and in our relationships. Here we go. Our interaction with the opposite sex, boyfriends, girlfriends, our boos. Y'all know all of those words. Remember how in our first session, we talked about how we are God's gift and how amazing we are? If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. We are important to Him. We are born with a spirit, soul, and a body. And did you know that you can be intimate with all three? You can be intimate with your spirit, soul, and body with another person? Well, God has designed us to save that intimacy for our husband or our wife. Women, for your husband. Men, for your wives. You and your spouse are gifts to each other in all ways. Our focus here is to help you stay sexually pure or sexually committed, celibate, abstinent, and save sex for marriage only. That is God's way, and it is possible. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. And we will be right back. We are back. All right, let's get into it. God has blessed marriage between one man and one woman. He has intended, He has commanded that we wait for sex. We wait until marriage to have sex. Here's a few scriptures, okay? Hebrews 13 and 4. I want you to either look it up on your device, or you can grab a Bible if you're at home, or if you're somewhere where a Bible is, or you can just listen. Hebrews 13 and verse 4 from the King James Version says, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." Another version, the Complete Jewish Bible, puts it this way. Listen at this. "Marriage is honorable in every respect, and in particular, sex within marriage is pure. But God will indeed punish fornicators and adulterers." So I want you to listen at God's heart when we read these scriptures. Listen for your own good. Stay with me. Let's look at a few more, and then we'll point out some things, and then we'll be done. Another scripture that we're going to look at now is Ephesians 5:31. It's about how important marriage is and what God intends for it to be. In King James Version again, Ephesians 5:31 says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." That's talking about sex. That's physical. But wait, we're about to hear that again. We're going to move along to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. This is Adam and Eve's story. This is King James Version again. Listen at this. Verse 21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he, God, took one of his ribs, Adam's ribs, and closed up the flesh." Verse 22, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man." Verse 23, "Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Verse 24, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Verse 25, "And they were both naked and were not ashamed." They had nothing to be ashamed of. One more scripture. This is another reminder against fornication and against sexual sin and about keeping our bodies, living as those sacrifices unto God. 1 Corinthians 6:18 through 20. Listen at this. One version says, "Run from sexual immorality." King James says, "Flee fornication." Basically, get away from whatever would tempt you to fornicate, to have sex outside of marriage, and even later on in life after you marry, anything that would cause you to want to commit adultery. All right? So, the Complete Jewish Bible says, "Run from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against his own body." That's verse 18. Now, verse 19 and 20 in the King James Version. 19 says, "What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now, let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. We did not go over these scriptures, God's word, to feel condemned or to point fingers at anybody else. However, these scriptures and many more show how serious God is about us and what we need to do with our bodies and not do with our bodies. Jesus was sent to this earth to redeem us from sin, from the devil, and even from ourselves. Mankind, Adam and Eve, sinned. When they sinned, they took from the tree that God said not to take from, and they ate of it. That was the sin. God told them not to do it, but they did it anyway. They messed up. And all the way back in Genesis, even back then, there had to be a price paid that satisfied God's justice. Jesus was sent to shed his blood for us. Us meaning every person that ever lived or will ever live. He shed his blood. He bled on the cross for us. And he rose again, whether we accept it or not. That's why 1 Corinthians 6 says we were bought with a price. That's why it says we're to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits, which are God's. As we give our life to Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in us and gives us power and strength to live the word, to live the scriptures we just read, not to try to be perfect, not to look down on anybody, not to feel condemned, not to feel like dirt. That's not God's way at all. We reverence him. We love him. We take him seriously. God's plan for us in this matter will never be popular. It is not popular. It is not a popular message, a concept. Purity is not popular right now. Waiting for sex, waiting to get married to have sex is not popular. It never has been and it never will be. But do not let anybody, do not let any person, do not let any social media, negative social media, do not let any new fad, any new thing that's out. Don't let any type of philosophy or anyone's intellect dictate what you do. Your body, your life is actually not even your own. It's God's. We all mess up. We make mistakes. We miss the mark. Like a shooter would at a gun range, target practice. They may not hit the bullseye. Or a hunter. And if you're familiar with hunting, you have family members that hunt, they may miss their prey. In life, when we miss it, God is always waiting for us with open arms to come to Him. He's not angry at us. He's not wanting to kill us. He's waiting for us to come. Those scriptures that talks about Him punishing or the whoremongers will be judged, that's an invitation for us to come to God. Not run from Him or not hide from Him, but come to Him. Because it's not His will that any perish, that anybody is destroyed at all. It's not His will. God is always waiting for us to come to Him. If you have never had sex or played around, y'all know what the deal is. Continue to wait and keep yourself for your spouse, regardless of what anybody says. It is a long road. It can be hard. It can be frustrating. But no matter what, you wait and get away from those people. Get away from that influence that's trying to tell you, oh, it doesn't matter, whatever, that's not even important anymore. No. You stay with what God said and get away from that kind of environment. Change your friends. Do whatever you got to do. If you have had sex, even if you don't think it's a big deal, you can repent and simply come to God and ask for His help to empower you to say no to the urge and drive to have any more sex. I had to do this. And yes, it is possible. God will always guide you in your heart away from situations that will lead to you having sex. The flesh, people, the devil, your emotions will always pull at you. Will always pull at your body, your thoughts, your psyche. And we will talk more about how to resist the temptation for sex before marriage. But I'm telling you, as someone who has messed up and had to repent, I had to repent for sex outside of marriage. I knew it was not God's way. I let my emotions and my body dictate what I did, and it was wrong. And guess what? I was very sorry. I repented. I regret it. And I am forgiven. But those of you that are virgins, do not be ashamed, because wouldn't it be nice to not have to repent about having had sex or played around? There is so much else that we have to live for. There's so much else that we have to do in God's plan for our lives. It's good to have one less thing to repent about, okay? And I was on that road, but I messed up. And those that have, along with me, ask God's forgiveness in Jesus' name. He's waiting to give you a new start, just like He did for me. Remember our illustration about the gifts that maybe you got from a celebrity, athlete, a person that you looked up to? And some of those gifts may have been lost or damaged. Well, guess what? Let Jesus make you new. Let Him make you new. Let Him forgive you. Let Him wash you. Let Him heal you by His Spirit. And I want to tell you one thing. Let's stop right here. I want to address something. I want to address abuse and rape and molestation. Young ladies, young men, any of you that have ever experienced any of that, or even verbal sexual harassment of any kind anywhere, that has made you uncomfortable or that has hurt you, brought any harm to you, it is not your fault. God will not hold that against you. He will not do that. That person that did that is wrong, no matter what or no matter who they are. Please tell an adult that you trust, or go to the police, go to the authorities. And if you have even become pregnant, whatever way it happened, whether it was consensual or not, please get help, get counseling, go to a crisis center. Many of these things can be Googled on your device. Reach out to a crisis center, a help center, and report it to the police, please. And know that the child that you carry can be used for God's glory. That child is made in the image of God. God will provide for that child. and God will heal you and bring others to you to help and assist you. Parents that may be listening, if you feel or notice that something is not quite right with your teen, with your youth, with your child, or someone close to you, their children, or someone that your teen or youth hang out with, if you notice that something seems off, say something. Say something to the other parent. Maybe invite the youth, invite your child to come with you to a counselor, a doctor, police department. There is help and there are answers. So let's finish up. That's very serious. I wanted to stop and say that. Let's finish up though. We have said a lot, right? I know. First, I want you to go back and listen to this podcast, okay? You can listen to it by yourself. You can listen with a friend. You can listen, boys. You can listen with your girlfriend. Girls, you can listen with your boyfriend. Talk about what we've discussed. Get a Bible and read over the scriptures for yourselves. It will help you. If you are in a relationship, that's great. Yes, that's actually great. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going out. How else will you get to know that person? However, ask God to help you both control thoughts and to run away, to avoid temptation for sex. Watch your surroundings. Watch the music you listen to. Watch the images that you're seeing on your phones and in movies. We'll talk about it. But hey, until next time, I want you to listen to the podcast, number one. Number two, say our confession again that we started with from Romans 12:1. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. Number three, pray or repent. Ask God's forgiveness or ask Him to help you, to strengthen you, not to give in to sex before marriage. And avoid the trap of sexual intimacy before marriage. Number four, here we go. In our first podcast, if you heard it, it was named I Am God's Gift. And in that podcast, we talked about making a list of what made us feel accomplished or valued. Well, we're going to make a list for this one too. We're going to do some homework. I want you to write, to have two columns. Doesn't matter if you're 13 or 17. I want you to brainstorm and write down in one column ideas for respectful, fun, enjoyable activities that do not include sex or affection or pressure or emotions. Write down some fun stuff to do with other people, okay? Write down some fun stuff to do on a date. Be creative. Give yourself some time and think for a minute. It's really fun. You'll think of a lot of creative ways to do things, a lot of cool ideas. In the second column or on the back of the paper, write how you can interact with people better, just in general. Self-improvements on how you present yourself. Whether you're at school, whether you're at work, at church, whether you're hanging out with friends, and especially on social media. You do have a presence on social media. Did you know that? So these lists don't have to be long, but make them fun, creative, make them you. And we will talk about it next time. Until then, comment and follow us. Reach out to us on our Instagram at PURITYINCHR. Parents or anyone else that use Facebook, visit our page, Purity in Christ. We are all done for this week, and be sure to have your list ready next week. We will talk about it. I enjoy sharing with you, so please don't hesitate to reach out and share with me. Have a great week, and remember that God loves you, and you are amazing.